Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick. Back on the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis, Jalen on the line. How's it going today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, Dustin. How are you?
Doing well. So, kind of an interesting market the last couple days. What's been going on?
Yeah, I think the markets are rubbing off on the weather the way it kind of looks lately here. It's been a couple weeks of some dreary, down markets here, and it looks like it might kind of stick that way through the next week and a half or so until we get to that USDA report. But it's definitely making it difficult for producers to feel good or find some opportunities to price some grain before that report, and you really can't blame them for it, unless there's some numbers that you can make it work. But looking right at this week here and looking at this morning, you can see this drop in prices last week and then this week has really resulted in better export business. Last week we saw some really good corn sales, and beans were pretty even with expectations. And then this week, again, we saw really nice corn sales and huge bean sales. So we're seeing good demand on these drops, which, might mean that if that continues, we can find some support in these markets pretty quick. The other side of it that we've been seeing, a lot of the sell-off, I think, has been the fund. If you look at the commitment of traders reports that come out on Fridays, you're really seeing the funds liquidate their positions, which, can be good and bad. We were pretty long corn, over 100,000 contracts, and now we're back short. And we were really long beans, almost 200,000 contracts, a month or two ago. And now I would say after this week, we're going to be pretty close to even or, just slightly long. So that can be, if you got to have it, it's probably better to have that before we get into, our spring and summer weather markets. Because if something does develop, you have plenty of buyers there in the funds. It's always a little nerve-wracking going into weather events when the funds are long. That just takes away a lot of your buyers. So
now you mentioned at the beginning here, things are kind of quiet and kind of sitting here the way they are until the USDA report next week. What kind of things are we going to be looking for when we get this USDA report next week?
Yeah, I think that's coming up next Friday, the 31st, our planting intentions and our grain stocks. So you get two big reports in one day. And if you look at past history, even the past 5 years, huge ranges on corn and beans during that day, huge swings to the upside and downside. The corn market has closed lower really the last 4 years, I believe, or so. And that's mainly due, if you look at those years, we've been planting more corn, and this year, I guess, is expected to be a little different. We'll see some more trade estimates at the start of next week, but huge ranges, and the thought is, from producers and traders alike, that the way the prices have been and the way this farm economy is, that there's going to be a lot more beans. Well, I wouldn't disagree that the market's, showing that. But, if you get everyone on one side, the market doesn't usually reward the majority. So I think, going forward, guys, into the report, have to be cautious and have to be ready afterwards to see what it presents us and take advantage if there's some opportunities there. It's interesting when you look at that corn bean ratio. If we are thinking, more bean acres and there's a lot of people in that boat, it's interesting that spread is still where it's at. We're still over 2.6, nearing 2.7 at times when beans are up and corn's down. And, what that's doing is just showing that, maybe the trade's a little off and there's still some volatility to come here, especially when you get through this report and we get into planting and weather. So, definitely have a plan of attack. It's understandable to be patient, but, have some targets and stuff ready so that when the market does present something, a guy can take action. If we're looking at some resistance points and support for the next week here, We did bump down this morning and overnight to our yearly lows, 357 May corn and 380 December corn. We touched it and we found support. So if we can keep finding support, we'll be good there. You know, resistance on December, you know, we're still looking around that, that 390 and then 404 area, post report. And then if you look at beans, you know, 992 on May beans, 1010 resistance, and then November beans, you know, 987 kind of your support with, you know, shorter term resistance at 1004 and then about 1025 after that. So.
All right, Jalen. Well, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, thanks, Dustin.
That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.